Joining me live over the phone is Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council, Lexi Weber, with her monthly report from the Arts Council. Hey, Lexi, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
I appreciate your time as always, and a lot going on with the Arts Council, especially as we head into the summer months. And I think a lot of people are excited about the children's theater performances coming up with Alice in Wonderland Junior next month, right?
Yes. So just a couple weeks ago, we had our auditions. Excuse me. We had 80 kids this year show up for our auditions. That's more than we have ever had, and we keep everyone. So it's going to be our biggest year. The last two or three years, we have had right between 60 and 65 kids. And so this is going to be really interesting, but so fun. We are so happy that it's growing. That's what we've always wanted. So we're thrilled.
Absolutely.
So those kids, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it is such a cool production because it is all the kids. And I think that's maybe what you were going to step into there.
Yeah, I mean, we find different roles for them. Some of those kids they came with the intent of not necessarily wanting to perform, but they wanted to help in other capacities like being stage crew or sound or lights or anything else that they wanted to help with, the things that they wanted to learn. So out of those 80 kids, they are doing other things. They are learning other skills, which is really great.
Absolutely.
So those kids, we're going to spend the next 5 weeks rehearsing, learning new skills. But we want to invite the community to come and see the results of all of that work. The performances are Wednesday, June 18th, Thursday, June 19th, Friday, June 20th. All of those performances are 6 p.m. at the Ford Theater. Tickets are $8. And the link for those tickets can be found at our website, starvalleyarts.org.
It is not something you want to miss. It's such a cool thing to see all the kids performing, and they do a great job. It's fantastic. Remind us who's directing the play this year and who's involved with it.
Yes, we have three directors this year. We have Tina Crowther. She's been doing it the last few years. We have Katie Ferguson, and we have Catherine Harris.
All right. June 18th, 19th, and 20th, Alice in Wonderland Junior, just a little over a month away. Make sure you get those tickets in advance because that will be a hot item. And you can find the link at starbodyarts.org for Alice in Wonderland Junior. Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Body Arts Council, on the air today. Lexi, tell us about the watercolor class, which is also coming up next month in the town of Thane.
Yes, we have an artist from Texas coming to Star Valley in June to teach a two-day watercolor class. This will be Tuesday, June 17th, and Wednesday, June 18th. This is 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock, both days, at the Thane Community Center. We have had a lot of requests for watercolor classes, and so I hope that our community will take advantage of this, especially while this professional artist is here. You can find more information about that and the link to register on our website. We also have a link to his personal website so you can see some of his work. And last I heard, the class project he wants to do is a landscape painting of the Tetons.
Okay, very cool. Is this for artists of every level, beginners, more
every
advanced?
Every level, yes.
Every level.
Yes.
Perfect. So that's coming up June 17th through 18th. As mentioned, more details at starbodyarts.org. Also, the annual arts auction fundraiser that's coming up in July this summer. This has been such a great event for the Arts Council the last couple of years.
Yes. So this year we're holding it on July 5th at the Alpine Civic Center. This is the Arts Council's big fundraiser, but it's also an opportunity for local and regional artists to be able to show and sell their work. So we work with these artists to be able to collect the best art that we can. And we set it up and present it that evening at the fundraiser where everything is available to in either a live or silent auction format. We have art in everyone's price range because we really do believe that original art is important for people to own. And so, you know, all the way down to maybe $100. And then we're going to go up to maybe $10,000. You just never know what people are looking for, you know. And then we have food and we have drinks, music, fun social atmosphere. So we would just love to have the community come and just have fun with us. Show your support. July 5th from 7 to 9 in Alpine. Tickets are $25 on our website.
Excellent. And also in Alpine, the big Alpine Art Festival. That's towards the end of the summer in mid-August.
Yes, this will be the second year that we've done this. Last year was really successful, both in the number of vendors that we had participate, but also in the attendance that we received for the event over the 2 days. All of our vendors said that they were very pleased with the sales that we had, so we're really happy with that. Vendor applications are open. This is for art vendors only. However, any other vendors can still apply with the Star Valley Street Market, which will also be there, but over at the Civic Center. So we are located at the Bank of Jackson Hole lawn, but there will still be, you know, we've got the car show that weekend, the Star Valley Street Market. So there is a room for anyone who wants to be involved in some way. But if you want to be an art-specific vendor, apply with us on our website, because there's a lot of attendance because of so many different people coming for different things.
Yeah.
This is August 15th and 16th, 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock both days. And our early bird application deadline is July 1st. And we can continue to accept late applications, assuming we still have space until August 1st.
Absolutely. Another great event happening in Alpine with the Art Festival. Year two, this was a big success last year. I don't want to overlook that. I mean, this one, the reason you're doing it again, because it went off so well last year. And any changes from last year's event that you are hoping to see this year?
Well, we simply want to have more food. We didn't have any food or anything at all besides art and music last year. So we just want to have more opportunity for snacks and food and anything like that over in our area, because everybody had to leave to go get it.
Yeah.
So it just keeps more people in our space.
Love it. Hey, food is an art, right? Food can absolutely be an art.
Yeah, really.
Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council. Lexi, I wanted to ask you about this event. I know it's not being put together by the Arts Council, but I believe you're supporting it. Tell us if you can, or what you know about the Star Valley Glass Craft and Makers Discovery Academy, which is, I think, being done through the libraries, correct?
So it's not actually through the library. It's from a lady in Pinedale. So she is a glass artist, and she asked if she could come up to Star Valley and see if she could find enough support to do this class. And of course we want to help her. She hasn't had a lot of luck finding enough people to sign up. Of course she would love to still teach it if she can find enough people, but we're at the very, very end of that sign up window. I mean, within like a couple days. So if anyone wants to sign up, it would have to be immediately.
Okay.
So it is a mosaic and stained glass, glass fusing type class. She has opened it up to adults and kids, anyone ages 9 and up. And it would be at the Thane Community Center July 7th through 9th, kind of an all-day thing for those 3 days. And we would love to see it succeed. It seems like it would be such a fun thing. We just haven't seen the interest in it that we hoped we would.
All right. You can find more details also on StarValleyArts.org. And if you'd like to learn more about that potential option, and you got to sign up pretty quick, find more details at StarValleyArts.org. Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council. Lexi, as always, appreciate your time. Anything we missed you want to mention today?
I think that's it.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. And we'll touch base again. That's Lexi Weber with the Star Valley Arts Council on the SVI Radio Network.